Why is it so difficult to shed ourselves of having negative, unpleasant thoughts? Negative thoughts that have low frequency and have no prayer of going anywhere other than to wishy-washy land. Why is it so tough to just declare, I'm not going to be negative anymore, I'm going to be positive? Here's the answer. When we are children, our birthright is to have pleasure. Oftentimes, as a child, we are in circumstances where we are not in pleasurable circumstances. They may be circumstances that are oppressive, circumstances that are hurtful, circumstances that constrain us in ways that are oppressive. We can't get out of it because we're children and we are dependent on those who care for us. Everything we are doing in this period of time may be a disaster. It may be a hell on wheels. It may be a horror of all horrors in a child's mind's eye. What does a child do in those circumstances where there is no positive pleasure to be experienced? The answer is the child attaches pleasure to the pain. To a certain extent, we all do that. We all, as children, because pleasure is our birthright, will find pleasure in anything. It is, you see, why some people become masochist. It's why some people hurt themselves, because actually that's pleasurable. It is why we see so many aberrant behaviors in people. The simple explanation is there is the attachment of pleasure to the pain. That's why, you see, we sometimes unconsciously hold on and treasure negative thoughts. So the question I have for you today is, think about and meditate over whether you are actually getting some pleasure, and it is negative pleasure, and it is unconscious, but see if you can't feel a nudge of pleasure out of the agony and suffering and pain that you are suffering now. That attachment of pleasure is one of the reasons why it is so difficult to simply declare to yourself in your mind, I'm now going to be positive. That means, you see, you are giving up pleasure.